Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manapro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. Manapro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program, and author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Fun Friday, December 9th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is scroll down a little bit on your computer screen if you're listening live right now. The chat room's automatically opened up. Take a moment to register. Click on that register button. It'll just take a moment, and then you too can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our hobby and passion of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming and gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today, and again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manapro. Manapro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that Manapro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. Manapro, nurturing life.
Manapro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for Manapro products at a retailer near you. Manapro, nurturing life.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com. VermexUSA.com. To see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Fun Friday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Let me get over here to the chat room and say hello to you. To all the great chicken lovers out there, it is it's Friday. People, I wonder what people are doing. It's slow to fill up, but I'm sure as they get their alerts on their email, they'll be coming on over. Right now, we got Big Kenny, East Dallas Dave, Grover. We got several guests in there. Guests, if you will, just take a moment to register. All you have to do is scroll down a little bit on your computer screen. And then, now we've really got some people popping in. Scroll down a little bit on your screen, guests, and then click on that register button just below the chat room. You're already in the chat room, but you're in there as a guest. If you want to participate, get your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Just click on that register button, and then come on in and join us. Join the fun. Meet some cool friends. Who at Grover? Let's see, Mary Lou's in there. We've got Pamela, Ralph, Rhode Island Ruby, Vanessa, and Wells 10,000. And so welcome. And, of course, we'll get the rest of the usual gang coming in here a little bit later. It is Fun Friday. We have a few prizes to give away. I gave many prizes away earlier in the week on Facebook, and, man, that was a hoot. That was really, really fun. But we do have a few prizes to give away today. And remember last week? We switched it up a little bit. We did some classic television trivia last week. It was really fun. It was a hoot. Y'all enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Well, I got some Americana trivia today. What's your knowledge about the history of America? So hopefully I'll be able to pick out some fun questions about Americana trivia here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So, yes, we do. If you didn't know, we're right smack dab in the middle of an awesome chicken coop contest. Again, we've given away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet, and we're continuing to strive to meet that goal. We've got a great coop donated by MyPetChicken.com, valued at $400 plus shipping, and right to your front door. And it's the Password Collection for Poultry Protection Chicken Coop Contest for December. And it started on Thursday, December the 1st, And it's going, the last password will be issued on Wednesday, the 21st, and then we're going to give the coop away to one lucky caller and listener on Thursday, December 22nd, just in time for, you guessed it, just in time for Christmas. Collecting all the secret passwords, because the right caller on the 22nd that can cite all passwords that we've announced is going to win that awesome chicken coop from mypetchicken.com. How cool is that? But today is Fun Friday. It'll be a shorter show today. We may wrap this show up about 1 o'clock, but we do have some really cool prizes to give away. Just got word we have a really awesome prize. In fact, let me go ahead and put this in in the chat room. This is one prize, click, that we're giving away today. Very, very awesome, from our good friends at HobbyHillFarm.com. HobbyHillFarm.com. Let me tell you, if you have those people that are just really, really hard to buy for, but you know they have dogs or cats or chickens or goats or horses or what have you, you'll find them an awesome gift here at Hobby Hill Farm. And it's the Rise and Shine Ceramic Travel Mug. And valued at $16.95, again, plus shipping to your front door. And it comes a nice little gift box there, as you can see. But how awesome is that? How awesome is that? It's gift packaged in a decorative box. And again, it's the Rise and Shine Ceramic Travel Mug. It's got a rooster on it there. Rise and Shine, hint, hint. All righty, that's from HobbyHillFarm.com. So we have that awesome prize to give away. We also have some prizes that everybody loves, some Happy Hen Treats from our good friends over at RandallBurkey.com. We'll have a prize from our good friends at McMurrayHatchery.com. And I'll just have to see what other prizes we have in the prize box to give away. Let me get my little Rolodex pad out here and write down today's secret password. I have to do it just like you do. Already announced it. And so I have to keep track of them, so just like you do. Ooh, there they are. You getting that? All righty, so got the secret password down. Hopefully you're collecting them. Hopefully you're collecting them as well. Hey, right after the show, maybe a little bit later this afternoon, Jen wanted a homemade chicken pot pie made in a cast iron skillet. So guess what CW is going to be doing later today? We went down to the Winn-Dixie last night and pick up some things for iron skillet apple pie. Lord have mercy, knows I don't need that. But she said, hey, let's make an iron skillet chicken pot pie. So got all the ingredients to make that, so I'll be making that later this afternoon. And that will be our supper tonight. And so I hope it turns out good. First time. So we'll definitely try that and see if we like it. If we do, then we'll just have to put it on our weekly grocery list, because it's, as y'all know, pretty easy pretty easy to do. Mary Lou is in the chat room. She wants to know, how do you put your name in to win the prizes? Well, what we do, just like any radio show, we're going to have trivia. We normally have trivia on Fridays, Fun Friday. You know why? Because Monday through Thursday, we have great guests from all over the country talking about chickens and homesteading and gardening and heritage breed cooking and all kinds of great stuff. But Friday is just a time to sit back and relax. So what happens is today during the Fun Friday contest is and we switch it up. Mostly it's chicken trivia so we can all learn more about chickens. Last week we tried to shake it up a little bit, and we did classic television trivia. That was fun. And we've got some today that might be a little bit more difficult. I'll try to pick some fun questions that we can do, but it'll be Americana trivia. How much do you know about this great land that we live in? So it's going to be, hopefully you'll enjoy it, try to mix it up, and who knows what next Friday's trivia will actually be. So, yeah, chat room slowly filling up. Who else we got in there? Bard Rocks joined us. Critter Lovers joined us. East Dallas Dave has now joined us. Heather is in there. And let's see, I think Pamela's in there early. Ralph, we got Sweet Potato. Carmen's in there. And let's see, what else? Tally Calvert also has joined us. So, all righty. Very, very good. Critter Lover in the chat room said, I thought you were you said Americana. And I guess I did, Americana, you know, that kind of, but it has to do with America, Americana. But yeah, I guess that makes sense. I did say Americana, but the different type of Americana, not the Americana chicken breed that lay the green and blue eggs. So, that's a hoot. That's very, very funny. So we got some great prizes to give away. So that's how it works, Mary. And what you do is I will actually read the question. I'll give you the call-in number, the caller that we're going to take to win. If you know the answer to the question, then exactly. Good, Critter Lover. That's exactly what I meant. And if you know the answer to the question, just give us a call. And if you're the right caller and you know the right answer, ding, 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 you're going to win that prize. And then what you have to do a little bit on your end. You'll have to email me your shipping address, name, shipping address, phone number, and email, and I'll give you the email address when we start the contest here. And then I can get that over to the proper sponsors, and then they can ship that gift right out to you, get that prize to you. So how cool is that? And we love giving away prizes. I think it must have been on Thursday night. We gave a boatload of prizes on our Facebook page, and it was fun. You can follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/thechickenwhisper. We post a lot of chickens in the news there, updates, news, tips, question of the day, and we get prizes away there as well. And you can be you can follow us on Twitter if you want to as well. Basically, what we do is focus would be the Facebook page, but everything from Facebook that we post automatically goes over to our Twitter account. So if you're more into Twitter than you are Facebook, you still get all the great stuff that we're doing on Facebook as well. So there you go, slowly but surely. Again, chat room is Moto Clown has joined us now, and trying to see if anybody else in there. But yeah, we got some chicken trivia. So let's just go ahead and start this. Give me just a second, because again, I don't have my studio, as you can see. I'm just sitting in my easy chair from the video. But our goal is during Christmas break, Jen will be off. I'll have some days that we won't be doing the show. We're trying to get our office /studio/ all set up. Where I've got multiple screens, and I've got a mixer, and my fancy mic, and we've got better sound. I figure since it's been about 6 months since we moved, it's about time we get that actually set up. But we just been working on other things around the homestead other than that. So first of the year, we've got a lot of changes, maybe a new intro and some new segments and maybe some new guests. And so first of the year, it's going to be good, because we'll be actually entering our third year of broadcasting. The first Saturday in February will be our third year birthday for Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show. So we're excited about that. Very excited about that. So let me see if my trivia questions are in order. Alrighty. Okay. Got some good ones. We got some good ones. And I'm sure a lot of you guys will probably be doing Google and Yahoo and web crawler searches to try to get the answer to these. And that's just fine. I have no problems with that whatsoever. But also, just a tip while I'm thinking about it, if you happen to be the right caller, and when I go to the right caller, folks, and I say, okay, we're going to caller number 6, and I tell you the area code, if it's not you, don't automatically hang up, because that person from that area code who I'm about to talk to may have the wrong answer. And if they have the wrong answer, what I do is, if they're, say, caller number 6, then guess what? I go to caller number 7. And you might be caller number 7, but you hung up when you heard it wasn't you, and they had the wrong answer, and then you may have won, but you hung up a little early. So don't hang up until you hear the right answer, and I congratulate them for winning. Then you can hang up and get ready to fast finger dial back in for the next contest. Okay, very, very quickly, let me get back over here to the chat room. Okay, we're lined up. Yes, and we don't have our fancy-dancy high-definition video going on, but we do have a little video. And, of course, once Caleb is done having lunch, then he'll come back and finish the show with me today as well. So let's get started with Fun Friday with our first trivia question. And, of course, our first trivia question and prize. The prize is some Happy Hen treats. It is the Mealworm Frenzy. Of course, mealworms add a nice little crunch to your salad, let me tell you. A little blue cheese, a little croutons, and a little of these mealworms. They go a long way. So, no, your chickens will love these mealworms. There's about 3,250 mealworms in each resealable package. And awesome. Your chickens will love them. I guarantee you, mealworms from our good friends over at RandallBurkey.com, where you get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. Since 1947, Randall Burkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at RandallBurkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's RandallBurkey.com. Alrighty. Yeah, most of our coupon codes are is just WHISPER, because when you talk about whisperer, people are like, is that just an R or an ER on the end? So back when we started this 3 years ago, all the coupon codes were entered just as WHISPER. So there you go. Alrighty here. So you'll be playing for some Happy Hen Treats. And let me get over here to my question bank. And okay. And we'll take caller. Let's start off with a lucky number 7. Lucky caller number 7 at 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. One more time. Write it down. It never changes. 347-637-3237. All righty. Here you go. Here you go. Hang on 1 second. There we go. Okay, here we go. Here's the first question. If you think you know the answer, be caller number 7. And look, I've got my little helper coming over to help with trivia. Got my little helper coming over to help with trivia. Here's the question, folks. Caller number 7, 347-637-3237. The American flag has 13 stripes. How many of them are red? The American flag has 13 stripes. How many of them are red? 347-637-3237. If you happen to know that there, let's see if we got little man. There's little man. If you're looking, happen to be looking at the video, and let me see, it's like Big Brother here when I'm doing the radio show. Looks like Big Kenny and Critter Lover, East Dallas Dave, Pamela, Rhode Island Ruby, Tally, and Wells 10,000 all are looking at the video. If you want to see the webcam, if you want to see the webcam, over to the right-hand side of the screen where it lists all the participants in the chat room, you'll see Chicken Whisper in bold at the very, very top. Right next to where it says Chicken Whisperer, you see the icon of a little webcam. And just click on that. A little TV will open up on your screen. And you can see my hairy mug here. I haven't shaved because our church asked us, Jen, myself, and little Caleb here, to be Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus for a presentation at our church coming up. I think it's on the 18th of December. So I thought that to try to really get into the role and whatnot, I thought that I wouldn't shave until after the presentation. So yeah, Jen will be Mary, and I'll be Joseph, and little Caleb will be baby Jesus. So I just thought, hey, you know, if I'm gonna play the part, I'm not gonna shave. Gotta love it. And you can see my little man there helping me with chicken trivia as he chews on a cow's ear. He's chewing on his favorite toy cow, chewing on cow's ear. Is that anything like a rawhide for a dog that they chew on? I think not. Okay, let's get over here to the chat room. First, I need to confirm what the answer is. Alrighty. See, I've already forgotten. There we go. Okay, I have the answer. Hopefully you have the answer. Let's go over to the, yep, caller number 7. Lucky number 7. Let me get over here to the switchboard. Too many little things to click. Click, 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 click. All righty. And also, when you call in, remember to press 1. Because that'll let us know you're participating in the contest. And if you have won Happy Hen Treats in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. I hate to say it, but that's kind of the rule. We had to start that rule because we just had so many winners. So if you have won Happy Hen Treats in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to win this contest. So if you called in and you just heard that and you're not eligible, click. All righty, here we go. Caller 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Here we go. Caller number 7. Caller number 7 calling in from area code 409. 409, you're on the air with yours truly, the Chicken Whisperer. State your name and what state are you calling from?
Hey, this is Tally in Texas.
Italian Texas, very good, very good. Yay. Alrighty, how many, let me read the question again. The American flag has 13 stripes. How many of them are red? What's your answer?
7.
7 is the right answer. And I'll be honest, I didn't know that without looking at the answer when I asked the question. So it's just one of those things. I wonder how many people just walking down the street would actually know that. And I wonder if you could actually picture. I mean, most people I think know they have 13 stripes, but how many are each and each? I don't know if, you know, I don't even know if I, well, who knows? Yep, you are correct. You've won some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. And all you have to do, pay attention, folks, all she has to do now is send us an email at chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And we'll need your name, shipping address, phone number, and go ahead and put your email in there under your phone number so I can just copy and paste all that and send it over to Peach at Randall Berkey, and they can get your Happy Hen Treats out. How cool is that? So everybody in the chat room, because I know she's in there, hey, congratulations. Congratulations, Tally. What you doing, little man? What you doing? Alrighty, Bluegrass Mama, did I miss the password for today? Well, yeah, see, early bird gets the worm. And if you're not the early bird, then you ain't going to get the worm. And today's secret password was not worm, but what you're going to have to do is you're just going to have to you're going to have to listen to the archive. So if you came in late, this is for you.
La 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 la.
Oh, no. Love you, Bluegrass Mama. And Grover's giving you a little hint in the chat room there, Bluegrass Mama. So they're giving you In fact, Grover and Critter Lover gave you a hint, and that's something that I don't have to often do. because I don't have any. So, my goodness, gotta love it. And, yep, there you go.
Yeah, I think you got more hair than I do, little man.
As he looks up at me. There he is. All righty, so congratulations to Talion, Texas. And let me get over here and pick a... what are you looking at, little man? He's looking at me like, who in the world are you talking to? I'm just sitting here yapping. He's looking at me like, you ain't talking to me. Okay, let's get over here to some more Americana. Huh, not Americana, not the chicken. American trivia. Let's see what else we have. Let's pick another fun one. This will be for some more Happy Hen treats. More Happy Hen treats. And let's see. There's just so many. I want to make sure I pick some fun ones for today for chicken trivia. Ooh, that's a good one. Let me see if the... This is great. And you may have to Google this. This is a really interesting history question. We would all... This is why we need to know this. Okay, it's under... More about the flag. Okay, here we go. On the first U.S. flag, why were the stars displayed in a circle? So that's what we're looking at. On the first U.S. flag, why were stars placed in a circle? And we'll take caller number, let's lower it a little bit. Five will be good. Caller number 5347-637-3237. It's got to match my answer. You might Google another answer, but it's got to match mine, which we're going to assume is right. Caller number 5347-637-3237. On the first U.S. flag, why were the stars displayed in a circle? And I kind of like this answer. Pretty neat. It's a pretty neat answer. Call number 5347-637-3237. Well, bless you, little man. And so perfect there. Awesome. And so hopefully, she doesn't have a good excuse for being late. She said her and Allie were napping. Napping is an afternoon to-do list task. Napping in the afternoon is a to-do list that should be on your afternoon list. You know, after lunch, get a little food in you, sit back, and then just kind of watch your eyelids, if you will. Are you sleeping? No, I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes. No, I'm not sleeping. I'm just watching the back of my eyelids. And I've got, this would be good. And I think it'd be factual. But I don't think that I have enough factual information to say it's facts. But, you know, when you close your eyes, when you close your eyes, and I'm gonna actually Google this and see if, anyway, if you close your eyes, you see all those little dots and those little things that look like stars. You know what I'm talking about? I think I remember one time, because it's just said often in our family whenever, like, someone's napping and we say, you sleeping over there? You would say, nope, I'm just watching my Foz Fiends. So I was told at one point, I read it somewhere, maybe it was trivia, that when your eyes are closed and you kind of see all those little dots, all those little stars there in the dark, that those little things, those stars you see, are called Foz Fiends. The Critter Lover put that in there. And so maybe one of y'all or someone in the chat room, since you're all very, very smart people, can verify that for me. Because it's just been kind of in our family for years. I think I may have read it or saw it maybe back when I was in paramedic school, learned something like that. So I was just interested as if those little things were truly called Foz Fiends. It's an inside family joke, but I think I remember that being factual, that they actually are called Foz Fiends. You see your Foz Fiends, little man, when you sleep? All righty. Let's see what. Let's go over here and see if anybody knows the answer to this question. There's a lot of people that think they know the answer to this question. I wouldn't have known the answer to this question if I wouldn't have had the answer there right in front of me. So we said call number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you have not won anything from Randall Berkey, like Happy Hand Treats, in the last 30 days, you are eligible for this contest. We're going to call number 5. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Okay, here we go. Yeah, do you think you know the answer, little man? All righty, caller number 5 from area code 317. You're on the air with Andy and Caleb. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Heather Routabush in Indiana.
Heather in Indiana. Is it cold up there?
Hey there. Oh, my gosh. It's freezing. Freezing.
Better you than me?
I've got my sweeter heater plugged in today because my hens are going to be really mad, but I know you don't care about that, right?
No, hey, I have no problem about people who want. And you see, I think you're doing it the safer way.
I am.
Exactly. So a sweet heater. Very good. Okay, what is your take on why the stars were in a circle on our first flag?
Well, my research clearly shows that they put it in a circle so that no one colony would be viewed above another.
That's exactly what I have, absolutely, in a circle. So one couldn't say, ha, we're on top, we're the best.
Or, exactly.
On top. So absolutely, that's exactly the answer that I have. So that's going to be a big winner. Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, thank you very much for tuning in today. And look, we had a Texas caller. We've had, I think she said, Indiana caller. As you can see, new listeners, we have listeners from all over the world. In fact, I don't see Andreas in the chat room, but he normally is joining us from Norway. So worldwide, how cool is that? What's that? Oh, you made some. Okay, cool. The wifey just brought some lunch in. She made some chicken salad. So how cool is that? Okay. Congratulations. Send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And name, shipping address, phone number, and email, all in the email. And then remember, put in the subject line the prize you won. So call number 1, call number 2, the two winners today so far, Happy Hen Treats in the subject line. And we will get that out to you as fast as we can. So very, very, very good. All righty, slowly but surely, chat rooms is filling up. How cool is that? And little man's enjoying the radio show. Yeah, we're going to have to get you a little headset for Christmas. And you can be my little man co-host, little CW. All righty, let me get back over here. We've got to pick out another question because we have some cool prizes. Let me pick out another prize. Yeah, you think so? You want to help me pick out a question? Okay, let's see what we get. Let's see. Help me pick out one here, buddy. Oh, that's a neat call. That's a neat one. This is good. This is good. You may and you'll probably have to Google this. We're just having a little fun here. And let's see what else we get. Let's see if we get another one here. This is funny. Let me see if I know this one here. I mean, I wouldn't know it, but. Oh, that's pretty crazy. I don't think I could. That one would be just entirely too hard, but I'll read it to you. This is funny. Which president, just for fun, folks, which president, when short on funds, offered White House China as the ante in a poker game? Yeah, I don't think I have any more money in my wallet, so I'll give you a four-piece play setting of the White House China, and I'm all in. If you didn't know, I'm going to give you the answer. It was Warren G. Harding. Warren G. Harding. It doesn't give me a year, and I'm telling you, All righty, let's see. Here we go. This is a good one. This will be fun trivia. And this is just pure trivia. It's like, you know, who cares? But fun trivia. And we'll take caller number, because I'm sure everybody out there listening online can Google this real quick and get it. We'll take caller number 9. Caller number 9, if you happen to know it, 347-637-3237. And let me get the prize here. Let's do a MannaPro poster. I got to look up what the prize is going to be from McMurray Hatchery. But right now, MannaPro poster from MannaPro. It's that awesome Chick Central poster. Everybody loves it. It's got a picture of the hen, the chick, and the egg. And I think there's 12 or 16 breeds, maybe 15 breeds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. I don't know, 15 breeds, say, on the poster. It's great. Everybody loves it. I've never heard a negative thing about it, and people go nuts over it. So MannaPro poster from our good friends at MannaPro.com, the official feed sponsor for the radio show. And here's the question. At 5 feet 4 inches tall, who was the shortest president? At 5 feet 4 inches tall, who was the shortest president? And what call did I say, Jen? 9? Yeah, call number 9, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Caller number 9 today here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And, of course, we're giving away some MannaPro poster. So let's go ahead and give them some attention, why don't we? If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try MannaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try MannaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers. Alrighty, there you go, MannaPro.com for an awesome Chick Central MannaPro poster. And I will repeat the question. We're taking caller number 9. We've got, at 5 foot 4 inches, who was the shortest president? Do you know, little man? You know, little man? You're eyeing that chicken salad over there, aren't you? So, very cool. Let's see if we have anybody that wants to take a chance at this. Let me get over here to the switchboard. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Let's head over here to, if you haven't won a MannaPro poster. Caller number 9. Caller number 9 calling in from area code 229. You're on the air with Andy and Caleb. State your name and where are you calling from, Georgia?
Oh, this is Kevin. I'm calling from Bakersfield, California.
Gotcha. Okay, Kevin in Bakersfield. Very good. For a MannaPro poster, let me get back over here to the I don't even think I looked at the answer yet, so let me see what we have here. There we go. Okay. Who do you think was the shortest president?
I'm going to take a guess and say John Adams.
That is not the answer I have. Let me confirm here, Kevin, just a second, because I want to make sure I'm fair. 17. And, wait a minute, I'm sorry. No, kind of close, but that is not the answer.
Kind of close, huh?
Kind of close. Right. I don't know if that means. I don't know what that means, but yeah. But you can try to call back in. We're gonna go to the very next. That's why people don't hang up. And so we'll go to the next caller. This person is very, very lucky. We'll go here for a MannaPro poster. Area code 978. You're on the air with Andy and Caleb. State name. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Andy, it's Bob from Massachusetts.
Bob from Mass, and it is Bard Rock in the chat room. Again, I think I remember, but short attention span here. Who do you have as the shortest president?
James Madison.
James Madison is the answer that I have, so you are absolutely correct and have won a cool MannaPro poster from MannaPro, and I know... Oh, you know the drill. If we get disconnected, it's because little man's starting to press buttons on the laptop. So so just send me an email, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net. Put MannaPro poster in the subject line, name, shipping address, phone number, and email. And I'll get that over to our good friend Laura at MannaPro.com. How cool is that? I just got a funny instant message. And, let me answer it back real quick. There we go. All righty, let's see what other we can do. Another mana. We've done two Happy Hen treats. We're going to do two Mana Pro posters. Then we'll do the McMurray Hatchery. Then we'll do that awesome mug from HobbyHillFarm.com. So let's go ahead and do another Mana Pro poster. And today, if you're just tuning in, we are doing, of course, another Fun Friday, as we always do, giving away some cool prizes. And which is awesome. But we'll probably end up doing a little bit shorter show today. By the way, Pat called. She is speaking at a school today out in California. And so during school hours, I guess she's speaking to the kids. There you go. Now, the hard part is picking out a really cool question. So let me see what we have here. Let me see here. Oh, that is funny. Okay, here we go. I never knew this, Jen. You being the teacher, you might have heard this. This is awesome. This is awesome. And we'll come back down to six. Caller number six. We haven't done six yet, have we? No. Okay. Caller number six. You're gonna love this question. This is a hoot. Almost as bad as using White House China to during a poker game. Okay. Caller number. What did I say? Six. Have we done six before? Who cares? Caller number six. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. And if you know the answer to this without looking it up, I want to know why. That's what I want to know. Get a life. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Here it is. Ready for this, Jen? You're going to love this. Which president's pet parrot? Which president's pet parrot had to be ejected from his funeral for screaming obscenities at mourners? Okay? Which president's pet parrot had to be ejected from his funeral for screaming obscenities at mourners? Now, if you know this without looking it up, I don't know. you spend too much time online. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to ask the winner of this if they win, if they actually knew it or had to look that up, because who would know that? Unless, I mean, I guess you could be a history buff and just know that. And huh? Or a parrot. Yeah, if you're crazy about parrots, you might know that. Okay. Let me get over the chat room and see what's not many comments on that one. Interesting. I'm anxious to see who might know the answer to this question. Hey, Bard Rock's wife has joined us. Welcome. We know Bluegrass Mama's in there. And let's see, anybody else that's joined us lately? I said Moto Clown. Let's see, Vanessa. And we got some guests. So, guest, please take a moment. If you want to win some prizes, take a moment. Register with Blog Talk Radio. You won't get junk mail, I promise. Just take a moment, and then you can get your own fun screen name like the rest of us over there, like Grover and Heather and Mary Lou. And the rest of them. So just take a moment to register, guests. We're glad you joined us. But it is Fun Friday. We're taking a little break. Normally, Monday through Thursday, we have special guests from all around the country with their specialty being chickens, homesteading, cooking, gardening, preparedness. You name it. And then Friday is just a day to lay back. We made it through another week together, and your week will go by much faster if you can tune in every day at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio and listen to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. All righty, let's see. Yeah, we don't have anybody that delivers pizza here either, Bluegrass Mama. I don't know how that got started. Maybe someone said they were hungry in the chat room, but we have nobody that'll deliver pizza here either. Just out in the boonies. So, maybe that's a business opportunity, just a knocking right there. So, all righty, let's get back over here. Holy cow! A lot of people know this. Or they think they know this, but the switchboard lit up like a Christmas tree. Uh-oh. The switchboard lit up like a Christmas tree. Someone said the C word. I don't know who it was, but so you know the drill. You know the drill. I want to go tonight. Need a sitter, though. Go where? That's all I got. Let me scroll up and see. Go where? Yote hunting. What's a yote? Alrighty. Yote hunting? No clue. Oh, coyote hunting. Duh. Okay, gotcha. Yote. Okay. I was born and raised here in the South, but I guess I'm just not that hick. Yote. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's get over here to the switchboard. Somebody wants to win a cool Mana Pro poster. Cool Mana Pro poster. Which president's pet parrot had to be ejected from his funeral for screaming obscenities at mourners? And there we go. There we go. We said car number six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Caller calling in from area code 409. You're on the air with Andy. Caleb's already gone across the room to play in his something or other, Jungle Gym. And state your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Tally in Texas.
Tally in Texas. Man, you're lucky. You got the magic fingers, I guess.
I got magic fingers and magic. A mother who knows a lot of presidential trivia.
Ah, you got this from your mom?
From my mom. I have a parrot. And one day I said, I hope he doesn't pick up cuss words. And she said, well, you know, Andrew Jackson had a parrot that got thrown out of his funeral for cussing.
Oh, that Jen said probably a parrot owner would know that, and she was right. So
I'm a parrot owner, yeah. And fortunately, he does not cuss, but he does belch, and he snorts.
It must be a male parrot.
That's what we think, but actually, he picked that behavior up from my cousin, who's a girl.
Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so interesting. So I figure if it's burps and belches and all that and snorts, but interesting. I won't tell your cousin you said that on air. So.
Okay.
I love it. Well, that is absolutely correct. Thank you very much. Magic fingers. So the correct caller. And how cool is that? So congratulations. Just put a Mana Pro poster in the subject line. Send me an email and get that on over to us. And we'll get those prizes out to you. Alrighty, we're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we got two more awesome prizes to give away. We've got a prize from our good friends McMurray Hatchery, and we have a prize from our good friends over at a great prize from HobbyHillFarm.com. So we'll go to commercial break. We'll be back very shortly, folks. Stay with us.
Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists.
With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made BidBird Auctions their new home. And get sold on BidBird. When you need an incubator, think Frenzy, the incubation specialist. Frenzy has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brinsea.com. Brinsea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brinsea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Frenzy, technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks. If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HoppyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HoppyHillFarm.com. That's HoppyHillFarm.com. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Man, it's so funny. Every day is such a fun experience. Sweet Potato Carmen in the chat room says, does anybody else see a red spot on Andy's cheek? Yeah, that was a big smackaroo from Jen this morning with all that lipstick she wears. But I'm just kidding. When I go off mute, it disappears. Every time you see the dot right there on this cheek, not that cheek back there, but this cheek right here, whenever you see that red dot, you'll know that I'm on mute. So there you go. So perfect. Now, Jen doesn't wear makeup, not one single bit. So Allison Patrick, I can see you just fine on webcam. I'm waving at you. Hey, how you doing, Allison Patrick? I don't know if you can see me, but I can see you. So I can see you. Nice camo outfit there going on. How cool is that? And our critter lover Jen says you're pretty enough not to need any makeup. So how awesome. She says thank you. Perfect. Okay. Let me get back over here and pick out another question. Actually, give me just a second, and I'm going to tell you what awesome prize we have to give away next from McMurray Hatchery. Just give me a second. Updated McMurray Hatchery prize list. Let me find the date today. I'm sure it's going to be cool. Something we're all going to want. As soon as I can get this opened up here, we'll have another fun trivia. Today is December the 9th. I'm just going to go ahead and copy and paste it in the chat room so you firsthand can see what you're going to be playing for here next. And then I got to pick out a cool question. Okay, there's the link. Let's all click on it and see. Note cards. We've got some really cool note cards. There we go. And it is, you just click on that link and there you can see it. The Apprentice note cards. If you click on the picture over there to the left of the note cards, you can see it's a really cool, almost looks like, I guess, a watercolor of a father, son, and daughter. The son's pouring out a little scratch, it looks like, for their New Hampshire Reds, or their Rhode Island Reds there, outside of the chicken coop. So it's a very, very nice print, but the print happens to be on some note cards. And so this is from McMurrayHatchery.com, the world's largest rare breed hatchery, famous for their awesome, awesome McMurray Hatchery catalog, famous for their McMurray Hatchery catalog. Give me just a second here. There it is.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
All right, now it's time for me to quickly pick a question here. And we're having fun today, Americana Trivia. And let me go over here and get another funny, funny trivia here.
fun, fun, fun. I can't believe someone actually knew that parrot question. Let's see what we got here. What's wrong, little man? Hey, now. Okay, I don't know what. Okay, let's do this one. This one should be interesting. There's a couple here that we're going to do. Oh, wow, how about this? This is a really neat little bit of history. Okay, here is the question. We'll take caller number in lieu of Pat, in honor of Pat, in honor of Pat, my co-host. Let's go ahead and pick a number in the teens, and we're going to go with 12. So in honor of Pat, my co-host, we're going to go ahead and pick a number in the teens, and we'll take caller number 12 right now. People out there have never heard. It's a joke. One day, live on the radio show, I asked Pat to pick a number in the teens, and she said, let's go with 12. So we're going to take caller number 12. 347-637-3237. If you have not won anything from McMurray Hatchery in the last 30 days, you are eligible for this contest. 347-637-3237. Caller number 12, if you know the answer to this question. Which president served the shortest term? Which president of the United States of America, which president served the shortest term? 347-636. Jen says she thinks she knows. What do you think? Oh, no. Oh, wasn't him. Wasn't even close. Nope. And I know this because I'm looking at the answer. Not because I actually know this, but I know this because I'm looking at the answer. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Okay, let me get things situated here. We said caller number 12. We wanted a good caller in the teens, in honor of Pat. And which president served the shortest term? Caller number 12. Get back over here to the chat room here. Oh, sorry about that. Webcam was moving a little bit. I had to change position. Okay. We don't have that problem in our house, Mama. Maybe because I use just a tiny little drop of super glue on each one of those tabs, and then the diaper never comes off. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, gotta love it. Oh, my goodness. She says she has to duct tape the diaper at nighttime so it doesn't fall off. You hear that, Jen? Oh, my goodness. All righty. Super glue works amazing. Gorilla glue is not too bad either. And, she said in the chat room that she'll actually take her diaper off and then pee in the bed if they don't duct tape it on. So, Yeah, Gorilla glue takes too long to dry. That's exactly. Right. Oh, Sweet Potato has experience with this. Put the diaper on backwards, then they can't get to the tabs. You've heard of that before, Jen? Okay, interesting. So, cool. Hey, you know they have camo diapers. Have you seen those, Bluegrass Mama? I think Huggies came out with them, they're camo diapers. And I think the proceeds of all the ones that are sold go to the soldiers or something like that. But they have camo diapers. if you happen to be interested. So, yeah, cute. Got to find some. Okay, let's get over here to the switchboard. Which president served the shortest term? This is for some awesome note cards, beautiful watercolor note cards from McMurrayHatchery.com. See, I thought today was going to be a short show, but I guess I have the gift of gab. So we said car number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Let me scroll down a little bit. 11, 12. Yeah. All righty, caller calling in from area code 724-724. You're live on the air with Andy the Chicken Whisperer. State your name. What state you calling from, please?
Bill from Pennsylvania.
All righty. You said Phil or Bill?
Bill.
Bill from Pennsylvania. Very good. Let me get over here because I have short memory span here. Just make sure I get the right answer here. Here we go. Which president had the shortest term? What do you think?
William Henry Harrison.
That's exactly right. My information says he died of pneumonia shortly after his inauguration. He served only 32 days, and that was from March 4th to April 4th, 1841. So he died just 30. He served only 32 days. Died shortly after his inauguration, from March 4th to April 4th, 1841. But that is absolutely correct. I think everybody else's minds were going to, you know, others that may have been assassinated or others that, you know, got booted out or. Well, Jen asked me who it was now. A president from 1841. It wasn't anybody that you had suggested, so. But. It won't? Okay, I'll call. Oh, nope, you're fine. Jen was telling me about a little issue here. So, okay, you have one. That's absolutely correct. You won those note cards from McMurray Hatchery. All you have to do is send me an email. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And in the subject line, put McMurray Hatchery, our note cards. And then in the email, I'll need your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Put it all right there in the email itself. Send it to me, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And I'll get that over to our good friends at McMurray Hatchery. And they'll get you those note cards out. Very, very beautiful note cards from our good friends at McMurrayHatchery.com. All righty. Let's see. How do you know what number caller you are? Well, you would not know that. Whenever you call into the radio station, you would never know what caller you were. And I don't go down the list. Like sometimes when you call into radio and you're trying, they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, you're caller number 9. Try back again. Oh, no, you're caller number 10. And caller number 11. Sometimes I'll do that just to be fun. And I'll say, like if we're going to take caller number 10, I'll say, oh, caller number 9 from area code 404. Oh, sucks for you. Haven't done that in a while. but I just and the bad thing about it is I have to manually count. You hear me counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, because used to the old switchboard would have a number next to each caller. Now they've taken that away, so I have to manually count. And we can have up to like 60, 70 callers we've had before when we do coup contests and stuff. It just wham, it does crazy. So, yeah, Pamela, just call in on all your phones. Call them all. Cell phone, landline phone, Skype phone. Just go ahead and do that. Rhode Island says, that's just mean. So maybe we'll do that here at the next contest because we've got an awesome, awesome prize from our good friends over here at Hobby Hill Farm. I posted the link in there earlier. It's an awesome ceramic travel mug valued at $17 from our good friends at Hobby Hill Farm.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
All All right. In case I posted it in there too or earlier before you arrived, let me go ahead and I'll post in the prize again. Copy that. KK4EFG, copy that. And I'll get over here and post it in the chat room so you can see this awesome gift. And if you don't want it, then you can win it and give it away as an awesome Christmas gift. Hey, there we go. There it is. Just click on that link in the chat room. It'll take you right over to the Rise and Shine Ceramic Travel Mug from HobbyHillFarm.com. All righty, I've got to get a good one, though, because this is a good prize, awesome prize. Let me get over here and get, and I think I know which one I'm going to do here. Yes, we do. And we'll bump it up a little bit. We'll bump it up a little bit because everybody's going to want that awesome mug because it is, after all, an awesome mug. And I don't drink coffee. I'll drink some hot apple cider every now and then, or I could just put it on my desk and put some pens and pencils in it. So how about that? Okay, we'll take caller number 15. Let's bump it up a notch. Caller number 15, the big 1-5. Everybody's going to want to call. Everybody wants to win this mug. This will be our last one for the day, and then we can go on and have an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend, which we hope you do. Alrighty, which president had the most children? Which president had the most children? Good, great day! And, whew, somebody needed to explain to him what causes that. Oh, my goodness. So this which president had the most children? And let me know if you know how many. My goodness gracious. He must have lived on a farm because he needed all those kids, I guess, to work on the farm. So which president had the most children and how many? How many? You should be able to find that. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. And give us a call. Caller number 15. Caller number 15. If you haven't won anything from Hobby Hill Farm in the last 30 days, you are eligible for this contest. And Sweet Potato says her daughter Jordan is coming home from Washington today. I hate to tell you, but she's making a little layover here in Atlanta. So I'll see her before you. And that's Sweet Potato Carmen in the chat room. Watch, she's going to put in the chat room, schmack. Oh, my goodness gracious. I got to aggravate her a little bit. So, East Dallas Dave, I don't have that information. All I have is which president had the most children, and then there she goes, smack. And then I have a number of how many. That's why I'm in such a good mood. I get to see Jordan today. So, all righty. So, that's all I've got, East Dallas Dave. You may have a technical issue. Yes, Bard Rock, I don't think they're love children. I think they were him and his wife's children, I guess. So, Heather's saying, I know, pick me. And she must want that mug really bad. Bluegrass Mama, I know. And so, cool. Well, call us. 347-6 Rhode Island Ruby, pick me. 347-637-3237. 347-6 She went from smack to punch. Oh, me. 347-6 Yeah, just when you call in, press 1. Call in, and it'll say, if you'd like to speak to the host, please press 1 now. And you'll just press 1. And Critter Lover says, crosses fingers, crosses her legs, crosses her toes, crosses her arms, crosses her eyes. Critter Lover, when I read that, the first thing I thought of was, you know, if there was a little bit more leg crossing, they wouldn't have had this many kids. It's Fun Friday and Rated R for Rooster here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Caller number 15, 347-637-3237. Did I say that? So that's what we're looking for. Which president had the most children? And let me look over here. Let's see what we got here. Woo! Everybody thinks they know this question. It's all lit up. It's all lit up here. So 347-637-3237. And somebody asked me about the caller. So let's have a little fun here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Lots of callers. Lots of callers. And but we're going to have a little fun here because somebody asked about caller number. And but remember, don't hang up. Because if they don't know, or it doesn't match my answer, because we don't know if that's most children while they were in office, most children ever, when they got out of office. I don't have those details, okay? All I have is which president had the most children. And so that's what we have. That's the question. And so I have a number for an answer. Oh, y'all are waiting? Okay, let me go to caller number 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There we go. I'm so sorry, caller number 14, calling in from area code 334. Hey, you. All righty, here we go. Caller number 15. Calling in, number 15, from area code 510. 510, you're on the air with Andy, just me now. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Rhode Island Ruby.
Rhode Island Ruby from area code 510. 510. All right, hey, you're caller number 15. Sorry about that, caller number 14. But no, wait, let me tell you who caller number 16 is. Caller number 16 from 478, 478, so caller number 16. So if you don't know this, if it doesn't match my answer, then we go to 978. Let's see if your answer matches mine. Which president actually had the most children? Let me scroll down here just a second. Let me sure get my answer. And
I truly don't know it offhand.
You don't know offhand?
No, but it's John Tyler. He had 15 children.
That's exactly what I have. John Tyler.
Oh, my gosh, we match.
We do. Yay. What color shirt are you wearing?
Red.
Oh, I got a blue one on, so we don't totally
match. Rhode Island Ruby. Hello.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, yep, that's what I have. John Tyler.
Yay.
15 children. So I can go ahead and X out of my chicken trivia because that'll be the last one for today. So caller from 978, I'm sorry. You just didn't quite make it. And I think it was 334 who was caller number 14. So, but, hey, we give away prizes here all the time. Rhode Island Ruby. Thanks for calling today out in the big state of California. Did you have a chance to see Pat?
I did not. I was so upset. She was here in Berkeley on Thursday, and I had another commitment that I couldn't not go to.
Oh, man.
So next time she's out here.
Okay. I know that you chose the Monster Truck Jam over Pat Foreman. But and I know if you bought your ticket 6 months ago because you wanted front row to the Monster Truck Jam, that I guess that would take precedence over Pat's event. But I won't tell her. Your secret is safe with me.
You're awesome. Give Caleb a big hug and Jen too.
I will. Take care, Rhode Island Ruby out in California, who chose to go to the Monster Truck Pool instead of seeing my co-host Pat. So there you go. Don't forget to send me an email. 347, that's my phone number. It is a Friday. Send me an email, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net. And then, no, Pat's not sick. She is on a book tour. Where is she? You know she's on a book tour, sweet potato. She's speaking at a school today, spreading the chicken love to all the youngsters at a school out there in California. And hopefully they'll go home and tell their parents about how awesome chickens are, and then they'll do some research, and we'll get even more people out there keeping backyard poultry. That is what we love to do here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So looks like a lot of you are regular listeners. If you're not, I'll just take a couple of minutes to tell you about what we're all about. We're coming up on our third year of broadcasting. First Saturday in February will be our third year birthday of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show. It's not all about chickens, folks. Our regular listeners know this. It's about 60% chickens and 40% sustainable living, urban farming, gardening, preparedness, cooking. We have a heritage chef that comes on. In fact, I'll just go through the show schedule if you're a first-time listener. Every single Monday, we welcome our good friend Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor, founder of First State Vet Supply, and he comes on every single Monday to answer your chicken health questions. The first Tuesday, we have Heritage Chef Steve Pope. The second Tuesday, we have the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. The third Tuesday, we have Andrew Odom, founder of TinyRevolution.us, talking all about how to live a minimalist lifestyle. Very interesting, folks. And the last Tuesday, we welcome the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities, Chris Heinrich, who's also an awesome author. On the first and third Wednesdays, we have Garden Wise Living with Arlena. Garden Wise Living with Arlena Schott. The second and fourth Wednesdays are open right now. We're looking for a preparedness guru to come in and take those particular shows. And then Thursday's awesome. The first and third Thursday, we welcome poultry scientist Dr. McCray, PhD. The second and fourth Thursday, we welcome Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, talking all about sustainable living, and you name it, solar power, wind power, firewood, solar heaters, wood heaters, awesome stuff, predators. And then every Friday is Fun Friday, and we give a lot of prizes away. We normally have a lot more prizes, but I kind of cheated. I gave some away the other night on Facebook. We were just having so much fun. I just went crazy with the prizes. And you can follow us, too, on Facebook at facebook.com/ The Chicken Whisperer. So how cool is that? And let's see. It looks like yep, so very good. So, hey, I just want to say it's Friday. Thank you very much. We made it through another awesome week together. Tune in every day, Monday through Friday, at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, right here for some fun that just kind of breaks up your day. You can meet some new friends in the chat room from all around the world, including Norway. And sorry that Andreas couldn't be in there today. Kim Roche, I see, has joined us here recently in the chat room. So, and I hope you have an absolutely fabulous weekend. We will return this coming Monday, as I just stated, with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. So, again, hope you have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful weekend with family and friends on your homestead or in your subdivision or in your town or your city. And, you never know. We may give some more prizes away over the weekend at our Facebook page, so tune in every now and then there as well. Have a great weekend, everybody. And, of course, since it is the season, I'm going to leave you with one more fun Christmas song.